أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر كأنه جمالة صفر ويل يومئذ للمكذبين صدق الله العظيم After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about three aspects by which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala questioned us, the replacement of the latter generations of the older generation, the previous generations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating us from a worthless liquid, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creating this earth kifata, by which both living and dead is contained in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now very briefly speaks about one or two aspects with regards to akhirat, with regards to what will happen to those who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then later those who obeyed and fulfilled their obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Proceed towards that which you had been belying. What you had been belying? The day of Qiyamah. You had been belying the accountability on the day of Qiyamah. You belied every aspect of the day of Qiyamah. So now proceed, walk towards it, because this life is such that as every second ticks, we are all walking the same destination, and that is the journey, is the journey of life. The destination is the day of Qiyamah, and hence each one of us are walking the very same destination. So whether a person believes or disbelieves in the day of Qiyamah, a person is proceeding towards that. انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب. Then, O man, proceed towards a shade, towards a shelter, ذي ثلاث شعب, which has three branches. According to some of the commentators, the three branches, one is on the right-hand side, one is on the left-hand side, and one is above you. In other words, it is such a shade that gives you shade from above, or supposed to have given you shade from above, on your right hand side and your left hand side. La ظليلٍ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not a shade. Now here, this is what they call antithesis in English. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is a shade, it is a shelter. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it is not a shade. Why it is not a shade? Because usually a person that is given shade normally would have comfort in that shade. One would be able to have some kind of pleasantness in the heat of things when it is absolutely hot and a person goes under the shade of a tree or any other canopy or anything else, then that person is supposed to have had some comfort. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is absolutely no comfort. So this is such an antithesis that on the one hand, one would presume or assume it is shade, but obviously there is no shade whatsoever. So what is the shade that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about? It is, as we'll see in the ayat that comes, it is the smoke of the fire of Jahannam. The heat of the fire of Jahannam would be felt, that absolute heat that now a person would desire some kind of shade. The believers on the day of Qiyamah, from the sun that will be beating upon them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant some of them the shade under the arsh, or the rahmah, or the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst those. But those that disbelieved, those that disobeyed, they would think that this smoke, min yahmum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, it is such a shade that will be able to give them some coolness, but it will not happen to them. And then Allah says, وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. It will not avail them from the flames of the fire of Jahannam. In other words, that heat will continue to strike them. So this is such a shade that will be of absolutely no avail to them. إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the flames of the fire of Jahannam. Allah says, certainly it shoots off sparks like castles. When we understand sparks, then we will understand sparks of an emission of a very small little light that passes by. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you want to see that real spark, then if you understand what a castle is, it will be a few stories high. And this is how high that spark will be emitted. كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again paradox, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is like yellow camels. So some ulama have stated that like how yellow camels are bright in the yellowness, it will be bright. Others have said that it will begin to emit like a huge spark that is as high as a castle, and then the spark begins to break, like we normally would experience a spark will begin to break off. And when it breaks off, it will be the height or the size of a camel. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِّلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that destruction be upon those who had belied, destruction be upon those who denied. In other words, whether you deny or you do not deny, this is a reality. Each one of us are proceeding, each one of us are walking. As the clock ticks, we are going closer and closer to the reality that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has called in this ayah, Yawmul Fasl, the day of decision. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.